By the way, and in conjunction with that previous tune, one of UK's most respected DJs and producers, Andrew Weatherall, passed away a couple of days ago at the age of 58. He's a man who rose to fame during the acid house era, worked with the likes of New Order, Happy Mondays, among many others. His cream of the crop, I guess, his production and his remix work on Primal Scream's Scrimadelica turned it into an era-defining album. He earned Primal Scream the first Mercury Prize in 1992. Tributes have been pouring in from fellow artists and musicians. Wright's guitarist and former Oasis bassist Andy Bell described him as an absolute titan of music. BBC6 music DJ Giles Peterson said it was hard to put in words the influence and impact he had on the UK culture. Tim Burgess from The Charlatans also wrote that he was shocked and saddened to hear that the cosmic traveller Andrew Weatherall has left the building. For someone who prides himself on being under the radar, he was one that worked with some of music's biggest names and will be missed.
Rest in peace. By the way, indie band The 1975 will reportedly only perform at gender-balanced music festivals. This means that the band would only play at festivals that have a roughly even number of male and female performers. This move was prompted by the upcoming Reading and Leeds Festival, where only 20% of performers are female. So the band is still set to perform at those two festivals to honour ticket goers, but will implement this new rule moving forward to fight for gender equality in a move that will hopefully convince the festivals out there to observe the gender balance if they want the 1975 to play at their festival. The 1975 are a famously outspoken band and have used their platform to previously discuss climate change. They most famously had environmental activist Greta Thunberg on their song.
Big up 1975, respect indeed.
Respect.
By the way, you might remember, but in June 2019 also, me and Off have done a story on this. The Universal Fires, right? So basically, the New York Times published in June 2019 an extensive report that revealed that a 2008 fire at the Universal Studios in Hollywood destroyed an enormous number of master tapes by artists throughout the decades, labeling it the biggest disaster in the history of music business. Among affected artists at the time was Nirvana, Eminem, John Coltrane. And just a couple of days back, Universal Music Group put their hands up in the air, acknowledging the loss of the masters in the blaze, and also disclose a full list of the masters that were destroyed. New names that were listed were guys like Sheryl Crow, Jimmy Eat World, Slayer, and many more. However, recent news is that UMG countered with saying that physical and or digital copies of these works have been preserved. The industry giant said that a mere 22 masters have been destroyed in the blaze. But according to the New York Times expose, they placed the actual figure at the ballpark of 500,000 masters destroyed. Wow. So 22 to 500,000, right? Pretty big difference there. Ongoing suits are going on among those that are suing UMG are the estate of Tom Petty and Tupac and Soundgarden. They also filed a lawsuit against them with who kept the extent of the, I guess, the real extent of the damage secret for 11, 12 years. This is still an ongoing story and a developing one, and we'll definitely revisit it in the near future.
Yeah, one of the biggest tragedies is because you know, when you're a label as big as Universal Music, people would think that keeping all these prized and valuable things is just it's a given, right?
Yeah.
But apparently not.
Guess not.
By the way, in the United States, a digital agency called Space 150 created a fun little experiment to see if an AI can copy rapper Travis Scott's melody and style in a song. So what happened was, in what sounds like a Black Mirror episode,
indeed,
the AI bot was made to listen to 60 Travis Scott songs and was made to analyze all the lyrics in those songs. And the AI, which they call Travis Bot.
Touché.
The AI Travis Bot then reproduced a 10,000 line song in the style of Travis Scott, and then it was narrowed down to just a few minutes. So in that song, it's mostly gibberish and the lyrics don't make sense at all. But the AI was the one that actually crafted the melody, and it sounds eerily similar to the real Travis Scott. Yeah. That it might so similar that some people said that, you know, if it was uploaded on Spotify's rap playlist, people wouldn't even notice. And let me just read out some of the lyrics for you right now. It goes, "I pull up in the world and over in the mood. It's lit. Yeah, I took to go. You say you really, dude. Straight up. guess they don't want best food of West food. West food.
So grammatical errors aside, it does sound like a Travis Scott song.
It does sound like something Travis Scott would say. So I guess, you know, Deepfix, Deepfix has a friend now. If it was that easy to copy humans, will robots eventually take over the world? As of now, not quite yet, but it's still quite fascinating to see how you can like just give an AI a couple of hours of listening to a song and they can reproduce that melody.
I mean, it's scary that this can be done, but also I can see this technology actually assisting songwriters.
That's true.
In today, right? If you're stuck on a certain phrase or a certain bridge, you just, you know, calibrate and just choose the best. I don't know. It takes away from, I guess, the organic creativity of a songwriter, but then again, I'm quite amazed at this. And we're going to hear a tune, right? The tune from this bot.
That's right. So before we head over to the next part of the show, let's play that song from Travis Bot. And the song is called Jack Park Kenny Dope Man.
A bunch of words just thrown together.
Right here on The Pulse, BFM 89.9.
I know you talking trippy on my plane. I just want your first leg. I'm back to the dish and fill my vein. She got a crew on top of my chain. Wasted in the street like a pain. You see the diamonds in the lighter chain. They say I know the passion like I'm rain. I was the bitch on the plane. I know you got a flame, put that lag in the main. She say she got a jackpot, Kenny Domain. So she gon' call around, man, that she got a man. My time to show up. So I'm supposed to blow up. When you say I've got the place to pull up. Talking about money, get the show up. Up around this love when I straight up. I keep them time and coding, that was green up. And you got a brother, never throw up. I don't wanna win if you call me up. I don't really wanna block your party pool. I pull up in the world. Diamonds in the collar now. She got the feeling in the back now. I can't eat all on this money now. Yeah, the world like the soul now. Ain't got no time to come up that old block. Might get a girl, but she can't let you know the stars. We gon' pull up all and off the tape. This ain't a movie, man, the streets too big. They're trying to move with the case. They say the cuz is drugs. In the face. They say because it's drugs in the face.